Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Amber is looking for a second date update with a guy named Matt. Amber, welcome to the Jeff and Jen morning show.
Hi, guys.
Nobody likes to be blown off.
Not a good feeling.
No, it's not a good feeling, especially when... In the times that I've been blown off, I kind of figured, well, she probably just wasn't attracted to me, or maybe I'm just not her cup of tea. And then I just kind of shrug it off and I move on. But I know that especially for women, I'm stereotyping here totally, but
sure.
You want to know why. There's a need for closure there.
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing is that Matt and I, we just had a different connection, and it hasn't just been a couple of dates. I mean, we met on Match about a month ago. And he's super nice. He's just the nicest guy I've ever met. Very cordial. He's very humble. He does all of the normal things that you would want somebody to do on the first, second, third date. And he was still doing them. We've actually spent a lot of time together. I mean, we've done coffee, lunch, dinner, drink, sleepover, you name it. We've probably gone on a date and done it.
Wow.
And we had a blast together. Like it just felt normal. So I invited him to my company holiday party, and I know that's a big step after a month, but it wasn't. Like, it was normal between the two of us. We were at a good place, and so we went together. But after that, I haven't heard anything from him at all.
Okay, so something had to have happened then at the company. Because if you've gone on three or four dates, and it's all been great, and his behavior's been consistent, the only ringer in this is that you took him to the company holiday party. What do you think it was? Have you any ideas? Have you speculated?
Well, yeah, so I would say that it had been something at the party, but the last time I spoke to him was when we were leaving the office party, and he said he wasn't feeling well. I really do believe he wasn't, because his daughter had strep, and you know that's extremely contagious. So I just figured that he probably came down with strep, and that's why I haven't heard from him.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a good
thing. How are you feeling?
Besides him ghosting me, I feel fine.
Right. Okay. No sore throat, no tickle.
It definitely has to be something, though, because where is he?
That's why I called you guys. It can't just be strep throat by this time now.
Right.
No.
Yeah. Because I had strep throat not too long ago, and I could text you guys.
She sat out Thanksgiving, then hopped a plane to New York.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. You get your shots, and you move on.
Yep.
Work hard, play hard. Right, Fritchie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you can't think of anything else, I don't really have any follow-up questions, guys. Do you have anything? It sounds pretty straightforward.
No, I think it's pretty straightforward.
I want to talk to him.
Yeah, I do too. We're going to take a break. We'll call Matt and see where his head is at as far as Amber is concerned. Next, with Jeff and Jen here at Q102.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Okay, so Amber went out with this guy named Matt. She actually met this guy in Match, what'd you say, about a month ago?
Yeah.
She's been on more than one date with him. She said they've done everything from have coffee together, they've done lunch, they've done dinner, they've done drinks, they even did a sleepover. So she felt comfortable enough to invite him to her holiday, her company holiday Christmas party. And that night, sort of toward the end, he wasn't feeling well, and he wanted to bail, and he ultimately, I guess, or thought he was coming down with strep throat. She has not heard from him since then, and she's not sure if she's just being blown off or if there's something really wrong, and it's got her concerned.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I'm at the point where I'm like, maybe I should drive over there and see how he is, but I know that sounds insanely crazy.
Right.
You think that crosses a line?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Not quite there yet.
I think I would do it, though. Just go knock on the
door. I know you would do it.
I would be so frustrated.
Hi. Where are you? It's me.
Right. Yeah.
Hello. Are you here?
She does that with complete strangers.
I do.
Hello.
All right.
Well, I still want a chance with him in the future, I'm hoping. I don't want to just scare him away, you know?
Yeah,
right.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
All right. Let's call Matt.
Yeah, this is Matt.
Hey, hello. Matt. Hi. Sorry. I thought that was a voicemail. Matt, this is Jeff and Jen at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, Matt.
What's going on? Did I win something?
No, unfortunately, you haven't won anything, but we were hoping you'd be willing to come on our show for just a couple of minutes and have a conversation with us, if that's all right with you.
Sure. What's this regarding?
It's funny. We have a mutual friend. You actually met her on Match. Her name is Amber, and she's concerned about you, bud. She hasn't heard from you since you got sick.
This is going to get done on Jeff and Jen.
What?
Man. A second date update. Is that what this is?
It's a second date update. Thank you for listening.
Wow. Okay. Listen, I was going to take care of this myself, you know, maybe in the next few days. I needed to calm down because I don't know if I can do this on the radio. I mean... Hmm.
Well, before you say no, I should point out a few really nice things she said about you. She said you've just been such a, you know, humble, cordial, super nice guy, and you've been so consistent. You know, she figures if there was anything that went down, maybe on her part, it happened at the Christmas party, but she doesn't know, and it's just really bugging her because she really liked you and would hate to see some misunderstanding get in the way of you two possibly having a future together, unless there's something else going on that we don't know about.
The feeling's mutual about her. You know, she's a great girl, and you know, I felt really good about her the entire time. My daughter absolutely adores her. It's just one of these situations that, you know, have you ever met somebody and you sense that they were in love with somebody else? I mean, has that ever happened to you? Because it's the first time that's ever happened to me where I'm like, I'm into somebody, I'm dating them. It seems like we've got this great connection. And then it just dawns on you that you're just like, you're kind of filler. You know, you're just filling up some time until they see that person again.
Wow. You know, so you're saying that you feel like Amber is in love with someone else and that you're just filler right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, it totally freaking sucks. I went to her office holiday party. I was really stoked because there was this girl asked me, you know, we've only been together for like a month. And I know, you know, you don't want to introduce somebody to the people you work with.
Right.
You know, in case things go sour.
Sure.
In the relationship. So yeah. I was nervous, but I was really excited. I was like, well, maybe this is like, you know, a next step for us. And she was great. She was introducing me to everybody. Everybody was like, oh, I've heard so much about you. And then we get to this one individual who happens to be her boss. And that's when I started to feel like just this in just crazy vibe between the two of them.
And, the vibe.
You know, I'm not some kind of psychic or anything. I just knew the vibe. And the guy was with his wife, who happened to be 4 months pregnant. But you could tell she was staring at Amber like, make one more move and I'm going to cut your hand off.
Holy
man. It was
mackerel.
One of those things.
Wow.
You could hang a coat on the tension.
Oh, damn.
No kidding.
Really? And then how was he toward her?
Oh, he was just, you know, I mean, it was one of those deals where you're just like, hey, why don't you two get a room? But it wasn't obvious. It was just, there in your face. And I didn't want it to come off as like, you know, the,
Mr. Yeah. Precious, jealous, hurt feelings guy.
Exactly. And that's not really who I am. I'm not a naturally jealous person, you know?
Right.
It's just, the vibe was so overwhelming.
You felt like you were in the way?
Yeah, like the third wheel the whole night. And to me, it's really sad, you know? I mean, she is a great girl. And the fact that she's in this type of relationship, which I'd never mess with married women, you know, because I just know how it feels on the other side. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the fact that this guy's got a wife, he's got kids, you know what I mean? He's got a kid on the way. Like, I was just like, this thing is a mess. This is a complete disaster.
Well, we're making a lot of assumptions.
I'm like an innocent bystander watching this.
No, I understand that. I mean, look, you sound like a pretty observant guy. But we're also, I think, we're making a lot of assumptions here that we should probably ask Amber about, because she has been very patient and sort of quietly listening to all of this in the background. So, Amber, let's talk to you for a moment. Matt has said a lot.
I'm shocked. I would have never guessed that was the reason why, Matt, you would disappear. I really don't know what to say about all this. My boss and I, we are friends. We work really closely together. We work for a small business, so there's not a lot of people in the office, and a lot of the things that have to get set up have to go through the two of us. So it's easier to have a good working relationship versus it just be something that's like a high-buy thing. I mean, I like him as a person. I'm well aware that he's married, and we have a work relationship, and that's really it. I mean, I can't believe that you're accusing me of something that's even more than that.
I felt like I was used, you know, like I was, you know, I was there to make this guy jealous. That's how I felt. I felt like it was, it's so hard to explain.
I will say one thing that I find interesting is I know we've only known Matt for a few minutes and Amber's only known him for a month. So who knows, you know, maybe he is one of those. I'm not saying you are, Matt. I'm just saying if we're looking at both sides here, you could just as easily be that paranoid guy that reads things into things that aren't there. But at the same time, I have been in that situation where I'm like, light bulb just went off. I'm kind of in the way here. I think I need to step out.
Well, did you pay attention, Matt, to the married boss's reaction to you being there? I mean, was...
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was like, you know, like the president in Scandal, that show. Like,
yeah.
It was sort of like, you could feel like he was kind of giving me the once over. Like, and then a couple times, it's like, I can take you down, you know, like physically, you know, one of those stares.
Kind of territorial things. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty obvious. But hey, Amber, you're a great girl. You're a fantastic girl. I don't make any assumptions, you know, in terms of, you know, what's going on. I'm just explaining what happened to me, what my experience was. I'm not trying to paint you as some kind of homewrecker or anything. I could care less. I just don't want to get involved in a situation that's going to, you know, that could be potentially really, really...
That could break your heart.
Exactly. Mm. Plus, my daughter likes her, and it's like, I'm not going to introduce people... You know, I'm very particular about who my daughter meets. You know, I just can't be with somebody that potentially could, you know, hurt my daughter's feelings too.
Right.
So, that's the situation I'm in.
Guys, I really don't. I feel like it's he say versus she says. You know, it's his experience. It's his experience, but that is not what is happening. And
is your boss into you? Are you into your boss? I mean, what's going on? I mean, it was obvious to me.
There's not anything there. I'm being accused of doing something that I'm not doing by somebody that I was really starting to care really deeply about. So, I mean, I'm just honestly disappointed. You're saying how much your daughter likes me and how great things really were, that I would have at least thought you would have been a man, called me up and said, hey, what's going on? And we could have had a discussion about it. But for me, there's been way too much time anyways. I'm not going to be able to change your mind.
You haven't dated your boss at all? Like, that's so weird to me that there would be such this weird connection and nothing has ever happened.
Well, this is a conversation she can't win regardless.
Yeah, and you're right.
I feel bad about that, Amber.
I mean, I have never dated my boss, ever. Mm. I promise you that. I have never had any discussion with my boss about feelings that either one of us have had. I can tell you right now, I have no feelings for my boss. I have no idea where he stands. But just like you said, like, this is a conversation I cannot win. There's just no point to continue to have it.
Right. All right, guys. Well, I'm sorry. There's obviously no second date here. But, Matt, we appreciate you being so open and candid with us about how you were feeling. As Amber said, she would have appreciated maybe having that discussion when it was all going down. So mm-hmm. she could have had the opportunity to defend herself then. But
so weird.
I've been in that situation, though, on both sides.
You totally have. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, you have.
Good
okay.
luck.
But, Amber, we appreciate you reaching out to us, and we're here for you if we can ever, you know, help you out again or get the kind of answers that you're looking for. Second date update.
Well, hopefully I won't be ghosted again, but maybe I'll call you guys when I win something or something like that.
No, mm-hmm. we'd love to just keep in touch and just see how life is treating you. You know, we always like to hear back from.
That's very sweet of you guys. I'd love that.
From our friends. So take it easy. Thanks again to both of you for coming on the Jeff and Jen Morning Show, and be well.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want us to do a second date update, call for you. 513-749-2320 or email Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.